Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the War Room. My name's Harrison Smith. I'll be filling in for Owen Schroyer today. Actually, Owen will be joining us as well. He'll be Skyping in from the border, live from the Texas-Mexico border. We'll have Rex Jones in studio in the final hour, and we'll be joined by Mike Carnevale, who is waging a legal war against the state of Florida, who is attempting to send him to prison for not following their mask mandates. Very full day we have ahead of us today, including a funny video from Howard Stern featuring a fake Alex Jones. So we'll mix it up. We'll tell you about the horrible disgrace going on in Washington, D.C., and we'll laugh a little bit at nonsense along the way. It'll be a very good War Room episode. I guarantee you that. And we'll be hearing from Owen Schroyer live from the border in the next segment. But first, I want to go to this. This is Project Veritas. Yesterday, they released a video of CNN employees talking about how they were knowingly propaganda and how they manipulated the news in order to get Donald Trump out of office. Well, today he's dropped another bombshell. It's CNN discussing how they inflated COVID numbers for ratings. Here's a little preview of that.
COVID, gangbusters of ratings. Gangbusters of ratings, right? Which is why we constantly have the death toll on the side. Let's make it higher. Like, why isn't it high enough, you know, today? Like, it would make our point better if it was higher.
Fear. Like, fear really drives numbers. Fear is the thing that keeps you tuned in.
If it bleeds, it leads. Yeah.
If it bleeds, it leads.
Yeah. No one ever says those things out loud, but it's obvious.
They're actually doing, telling the person what to say. It's an art form. It's always leading them in a direction before they even open their mouth.
It's fear. Like, fear really drives numbers. Fear is the thing that keeps you tuned in.
What actually happens when a network cares more about ratings than the truth? In the case of CNN, owned by parent company Warner Media, it seems that CNN has resorted to other means in order
and
to
folks,
keep
Project
watching.
Veritas is really doing amazing, amazing work these days. Can you imagine? Can you imagine being one of these CNN scumbags? Why isn't it higher? It would make our point better if it was higher. Those numbers represent dead people, you absolute scumbags. It's unbelievable what they say when they think they're not being listened to. We'll be right back, folks.
I'm a very humble person, but I'm also a bold person. And so as bad as things are with the globalists attacking humanity, with all the terrible things that are unfolding, I want you to know that a lot of positive things are happening as well. I'm a public figure, so I get to see things the general public doesn't get to see. And let me tell you, whether it's police chiefs or members of Congress or even folks in Hollywood or mainstream media or industry, people are really, really awake in the establishment. They don't want to go along with the globalists, but they're scared. They're looking for leadership. Well, that's where InfoWars comes in. You fund us, you support InfoWarsStore.com, you get great products at the same time. We will then go out and do what the globalists say is unpopular, what the globalists will target you for, to show people that it's safe to tell the truth and to take the heat. That's our job. So please keep us on air so we can hit the barbed wire, so we can be the shock troops in the information war. Fund us at InfoWarsStore.com.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. This is The War Room. I'm Harrison Smith, host of American Journal on this fine, fine network, InfoWars.com and Band.video. I am here in The War Room today because Owen Schroyer couldn't be here. He's busy. He's on the border of Texas and Mexico getting those groundbreaking reports that have really shaken up so much of the media world, as nobody else in the mainstream media certainly is down there doing the investigative reporting that gets to the truth. I believe we have Owen on the line now. Owen, do you read me?
Yes, Harrison. We are here now. I am in Brownsville, Texas, or San Benito, Texas. Perhaps is what the locals here call it in the small little community. And behind me is the Southwest Key Programs. Now, I'm going to be explaining what's going on here and why we're outside here right now. But I also want to say, we've got other updated developments. Once we leave this facility, in about a half an hour or so before you get your guest on, we're going to be going to another facility with breaking news that ties into exactly what we're doing. So our reporting down here is having major, major impacts beyond just what you've been seeing on camera. And let's just say the people that are running this illegal immigration pipeline, the people that are getting rich off of these facilities, are really, really getting sick of us exposing their thing, and they're going to certain special lengths now to try to keep us away from their facilities. So I'm going to have that update coming up in the next hour as we're continuing to get information when we switch to this next facility. I can also tell you, and I can't be too detailed about some of these things yet because we have to be smart, we're doing some dangerous stuff that we're exposing us. I'm just going to leave it at that. And for some reasons that people can assume, and for other reasons that we're just now figuring out. But let's just say we're now learning that there are very, very powerful families that own hotels. They also have, they hold multiple judge seats. They have the DEA.
Hold on, a car just went by. You said they own multiple hotels, and then I lost you. I want to make sure I hear what you're saying here.
They have hotels. They have judges, they have DEAs, they have attorneys. Pretty amazing stuff that we're figuring out, and we're still trying to connect some of the dots, and we have to be very careful the way we report this stuff for obvious reasons, multiple reasons. But let's just leave it at this. This is beyond just the illegal immigration pipeline that we're seeing with all the non-citizens coming in here and getting the starch treatment. This is also, which we've been reporting on too, it's just becoming more clear. This is such a money racket. It's unbelievable. There are people making millions of dollars off of this illegal immigration pipeline. And that's why whenever we go to these facilities, so oftentimes, the illegal immigrants are treated like commodities. Because that's what they are. That's what these illegal immigrants are. These are products. Okay, these are products being shipped into the United States. And so in any shipping industry, you're going to make money. You ship the products, you store the products, you take care of the products, you're making money, and a lot of it. millions of dollars paid for by the taxpayer. So, yeah, your hotel is completely booked up for an indefinite amount of time, months, who knows, years. Oh, boy, you like that. No vacant rooms in your hotel for years. Boy, you're not going to complain about the illegal immigration pipeline. And I guess you're going to want to keep media away or people away that may actually be reporting on what you're doing, because then people might get upset and want to stop it. So that's a lot of what we've been witnessing here. Now, again, we are up in Brownsville or San Benito, Texas, here by the border. And behind me is the Southwest Keys Programs, a big facility they have here. Now, I want to be clear. I'm not trying to shed any negative light on Southwest Keys. And in fact, that's why we've just decided we don't want to get the cops called on us for a sixth time this trip. And we're not going to be going on their property, but we're perfectly legal here on the other side of the street on a sidewalk. So I just want to be clear here. I'm not trying to shed any negative light on what they're doing. But I do want to say this is another major cog in the illegal immigration pipeline. And I want to read directly from their site right now. And they have multiple facilities. Thousands of children are going through these facilities every day. But let me just read from their site so you can understand what they're doing here. As a national nonprofit organization, Southwest Keys exists to create opportunities and improve the quality of life for thousands of youth and families each day by providing safe shelter, alternatives to incarceration, career development, and quality education. Now, these are the young kids that we showed you at the airport that were well-groomed, new clothes, new duffel bags full of clothes. They come through these facilities. So that's what they're talking about when they're providing shelter, alternative to incarceration, and helping these kids out. This is done through three areas of programming: immigrants, children's shelters, youth and family services, and workforce solutions. This is obviously an example of the immigrant children's shelters. Now, of course, some people may call them illegal immigrants, but they just say immigrants. Now, check this statement out on their website. Under the immigration children's shelters subject, for more than 20 years, Southwest Key has been an integral partner in the U.S. response to the immigration crisis at our southern border. It's right here. Again, I don't know if you can see the phone. It's bright out here, but this is the immigrant children's shelters on the official Southwest Keys website. I'm reading directly from it. For more than 20 years, Southwest Key has been an integral partner in the U.S. response to the immigration crisis at our southern border, sheltering immigrant children. And so that's what we're talking about out here. That's what this facility is all about. And perhaps we can give you another shot if you can't see it right now. But a lot of vans, and it looks like, no, that's not a van. Some truck just went back there. But a lot of the vans that you're seeing at the airport at these facilities are the same vans that they have there in the parking lot behind this very, very large facility. And it's totally gated off. And you can tell that people are definitely living here. They have a little soccer field out back. So there's a bunch of kids probably in there right now. And what they do here is strictly take care of the unaccompanied minors. And what they try to do with the unaccompanied minors is keep them out of federal detention or incarceration, as they say, and either help to get them linked up with their family that's in the country. And if they're not, if they don't have any family in the country, or they just don't know, you know, they try to find sponsors, which is kind of like an adoption program, if you will, not exactly, but let's just use that as a comparison. It's some form of an adoption program where basically if you pass a background check, then you can sponsor one of these illegal immigrant children or unaccompanied migrants that come across the southern border. And I guess they, you know, they dress them up real nice. They make sure they have nice clothes. They make sure they have nice duffel bags when they then take them to the airport to fly to get to the sponsors. Some of them may end up in foster homes, but that's what they're doing here, is trying to get the unaccompanied migrants back with their families or into a home or a foster home. Now, for 20 years, they've been doing this. Now, this is obviously the worst it's ever been, what they're dealing with now. But, you know, this is a crisis that's been going on for a long, long time. And it's incredible to think what kind of parent abandons their son or daughter at a young age, abandons them in an oppressed country, in a third world country, in an impoverished situation, abandons them, comes to the U.S., and then just hopes and prays that somehow they can be linked with them someday. Or who knows, maybe they just plan up, I'm never going to see my kid again. Maybe they're planning on paying the cartel to help smuggle them across the border. Now they just say, hey, look, get across the border, run to law enforcement in the U.S., and we'll eventually get linked up with you. You'll have everything paid for along the way. So this is just yet another cog in the illegal immigration pipeline that deals strictly with unaccompanied minors. And they admit on their own website, it's an immigration crisis. And nobody would know better than them. They've been dealing with the unaccompanied youths, the unaccompanied minors, for decades. And it's just heartbreaking. Again, they want to say, oh, how dare InfoWars report on this? No, how dare children be used in a human smuggling operation? How dare children be abandoned by their parents? And we don't even shame the parents for that at all. So we'll be back with Harrison Smith on the War Room to tell you more about what's happening here in Texas at the southern border.
Actually bought this, it blocks UHF frequencies.
Snowden and others taught us how mobile phones are constantly spying on us. Not just tracking and recording our GPS location, but recording audio and video as well, with or without a battery. Now, with the InfoWars privacy pouch, you can go dark wherever you choose. Excellent. Now I have my own compact Faraday cage I can take wherever I want. And you can too at InfoWarsStore.com. Government agencies, identity thieves.